You are now tuned in to the AO Podcast Network.
Shit. All right, ready?
Hey, you want to eat this shit? It's that Guito, Kelly Boone.
I don't need Dom Perignon, I don't need Chris. Tangeray, Alize, I don't need shit. Nigga, I'm high all the time. I smoke that good shit. I stay high all the time. I'm on some hood shit.
All the fucking time. Purple haze and some chocolate. All the time.
Give me a Dutch and a lighter, I spark shit. And stay high all the time. I smoke that good shit. I'm high all the time. And I'm on some hood shit. Every time I roll up, niggas holla roll up. Then I tell them,
yo, yo, yo.
Money,
mic check, mic check. Is anyone out there? Hello.
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 Hello. Welcome Hello. Back to yet another episode of the Three Buds Pod.
Three Buds.
Three Buds.
Buds. Buds, Buds.
Thanks. I'm one of three hosts, Three Buds. I appreciate you tuning in with us week after week. We love the support. But again, I am Mark, one of the Three Buds, here with my two good friends, good buds, and co-hosts.
What's up, everybody? This is Davey.
Hey, you guys. It's Naomi.
And again, we are...
The three buds.
Yeah.
Davey never says it.
He's just mad late to the party. So it'll be late. Like the end of the pod, and he'll be like, the three buds.
I love showing up to parties like at 1 p.m. Like, y'all still pop in here?
He's there for the cleanup.
Nah.
Yeah. He's picking up all the alcohol that's left untouched. He's taking it home.
Hey, I'm the trash man.
But before we begin, we do want to encourage you all to join us on this adventure. Spark up, pack a bowl, hit a dab, do what you gotta do to join us, get a little high, and have some fun with us.
Yeah. Join us.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, just join us, have a good time, and get high, too.
We hope you enjoy what we're bringing you. To begin, our weekly reoccurring segment, The Quick Hits. If you haven't tuned in yet, this is where we go ahead and I give you some quick headlines, breaking news, or updates in the weed world, the cannabis sector, and everything marijuana related. So let's go ahead with the quick hits this week. All right. So to begin, good news, Pennsylvania is raising the medical marijuana purchasing limits. Yes, that's huge. So shout out to Pennsylvania, giving people more weed to purchase, more cannabis to consume.
Yeah, shout out to PA.
They're going to be getting high. Shout out to Philly.
Shout out.
You know the fucking vibes.
You know the fucking vibes.
Next up, there seems to be an increase in growers purchasing drones and hiring drone pilots, and they're using it for cultivating weed. There's a huge increase in the productivity, the actual harvesting of the weed. So it's two different worlds. There's technology and technology and weed combining for the betterment of people.
That's pretty cool. Actually.
So they're using drones.
They're using drones to cultivate. To hover over their plants, and like you can fly them over the plants and check out how everything's looking, if there seems to be like some sort of infestation.
Oh, I see.
You don't have to, you know, walk around these giant acres for the really big growers out there. So,
wow.
Really interesting. Yeah.
Technology.
The weed world is moving forward.
I was picturing like a helicopter, and then it has these arms with like, and it snips the bud and shit and harvests it that way. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Helicopter.
And like, well, a drone helicopter. Like it hovers and shit, you know?
You ever seen the movie Flubber?
Yeah.
You know the little robot that he has flying around with him? Yeah, something like that with arms?
Yeah, with arms.
That'd be dope. That'd be dope. Next quick hit. Trulieve, one of our local favorite dispensaries.
By the way, this podcast is sponsored by Trulieve today.
Today, it's sponsored by your local dispensary and your friendly neighborhood street pharmacist. So, shout out to them. But Trulieve just spent $13.5 million buying an already licensed company in Massachusetts. It seems that they are continuing their push to become one of the heavy hitters in the marijuana market. So, shout out to Trulieve.
Hold on, what company did it did they buy? What kind of company? It just says buying a company. And
we'll get into it.
Oh, okay.
We'll get into it. Apple is allowing marijuana-related businesses in the App Store, so that's big news.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Yep, yep. I see you.
Shout out to Apple. And lastly, big news, California approves decriminalization for psychedelics.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah,
California's Cali's a big state. Like,
California.
Hit it, Davey.
Knows how to party.
All right. Yeah, but they huge state, huge population. They've had legal medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, and now they are moving into the psychedelic world. So I'm excited to see how that affects the West Coast, how it affects people's perception of psychedelics. We already have one state, I believe, Washington or Oregon. They've already decriminalized psychedelics. So it's going to be very cool to see such a big state like California with such a large population.
Man, it's going to get tricky around those tent cities.
So who knows?
The ones in LA.
Tent cities might slowly start disappearing, or they might grow. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, psychedelics does help a lot of people in their mental space. So shout out to California, shout out to Pennsylvania, and Apple. Trulieve, you know, that's cool. Don't become a huge conglomerate. And yeah, let's give them a round of applause real quick. Yay.
The ecosystem.
the weed ecosystem.
Shit. You know what's crazy though?
What up?
Since you were saying about the whole psychedelic thing, how it's changed people's lives.
Yeah.
I recently seen that there was an ex-military person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a veteran, I guess you can say, that suffers from PTSD, like severe PTSD.
Uh-huh.
And he took acid. But he took acid, and he said after that, like, he had such an intense trip and stuff that he never had PTSD again.
Yeah. And I have a friend who knows a veteran. He's really good friends with a veteran. And same thing. He started microdosing shrooms, and he's completely off of opioids.
Wow.
He doesn't suffer any... He still has some PTSD, but he doesn't have, like, the severe anxiety or panic attacks.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah,
I've heard the people who do it with MDMA, like they microdose that and really helps with you know that. But we can talk about that.
MDMA. Later.
Yeah, MDMA.
Yeah,
it helps with it.
That's so crazy. PTSD. I mean, I'm sure that marijuana helps a lot of people in the same way too. You know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, 100%.
100.
It just in general it helps. I think it mainly helps with wanting to take painkillers and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, whereas some of these other narcotics, they're getting more into the mental space of things. So it's pretty cool.
It's just that, like, are these all the pharmaceutical like drugs have so many side effects that come with the same medication that's supposed to help you? Like, it's like you're taking this medication for one reason, but you're gonna have this and that and that and that and that that might happen to you.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, why the fuck am I taking this? Like, I'm literally, like, taking this to be better in one way, but I'm getting all these other things in a negative way.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, with weed, you smoke weed and, oh, no,
yeah,
I'm hungry. Or I'm tired.
I'm going to go to bed.
I want to play video games.
I'm creative. You know?
Let's
I'm
go creator. Draw.
Yeah. Like, there's,
let's paint.
You're not like, I want to fucking peel my face off with my fingers and then pick the staples out of my floor. Like...
Yeah,
you don't go through these. You're not taking something for your head, and then you're, you know, getting inflammation in your knee or anything like that. You know, like some dumb shit. There's some crazy side effects out there. I'd be watching these commercials or listening to them, and I'm like, I'd rather just suffer. I'd rather just fucking deal with the pain than take this medication that might cause It'd me to, like, you know, want to kill myself.
It'd be like that.
It really
so
does.
Be like that.
So, I did want to. So earlier this week, there's this video circulating on Twitter of this girl. She's like, so she was from somewhere on the East Coast, and she's like, and I just flew to the West Coast, and it was this time, and she's like tripping out over the time zones and all this
shit.
I don't know
exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? And
yes.
And it's funny as hell because it reminded me, and it apparently reminded John, of my conversation on New Year's with how the day starts, where the day starts first and where time starts first. And it was just fucking hilarious. So it had me thinking about this more and more, and how I was a little high. I was pretty fucking baked on New Year's. But let's go ahead. I'm going to show you guys the video, or you got it?
I mean, I have it on my phone right here, but I'm trying to see how I could put on the...
Hold on. We have the adapter. Okay. There you go. John got it. All right. Let's watch this video real quick.
Shit.
We just drove through like a parking lot full of speed bumps.
A lowered car. I still can't hear anything on mine.
You ever think about time? Okay, listen to this. Listen to this. I'm from Virginia, right? All right. And I'm in LA right now, right? Okay. Eastern time. Pacific time. Literally, in Virginia right now, I would be 3 hours ahead. But when I flew to LA, I deadass went to the past. Stay with me. I went to the past. I literally am in the past right now. Because I'm from the future. Time keeps on ticking, 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 ticking into the future.
Wow.
Fly like an eagle. My brain just takes me places.
What?
So this woman definitely had to be high. Shout out to her for just making everyone laugh, because that shit is fucking hilarious, dog.
I think it was like what is it when I don't even know what it's called, when is it quote retweeting?
Yeah.
Somebody quote retweeted it and was like, I need to know where her plug is at.
Yo, for real. Yeah, yo, for real.
That for shit real. Was so funny.
But it had me thinking about this conversation we had on New Year's, and it reminded John of that too. He tagged me on Twitter of, okay, so the Prime Meridian is in Greenwich, England, in the UK, right? So the Prime Meridian is the, like, or I guess it's technically the international date line. That's where the day begins. So when you're selecting time zones and shit, and it says like GMT, that's that location. That's where time begins for man on Earth. Like, at that location,
they're the first to start the day.
That's correct. However, on New Year's, New Zealand is one of the first countries to celebrate New Year's. But their day ends after hours and after people in the UK. So it was really fucking with my mind, because the Earth obviously rotates. If it's 3 o'clock here right now on the West Coast, it's 12 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
In New Zealand, it's probably like 7 a.m.
Oh, shit.
So how do they start the day first on New Year's? And it's only on New Year's. So I ended up going down this fucking long rabbit hole. Everyone's high as fuck at this little get together we're at.
Dang.
And it was just like one of those moments where I was high, and maybe I was just putting too much weight to it, but it just didn't make any fucking sense to me. And then it ends up just coming down to like people just made this happen, like because of leap year and whatever else, and the Earth like technically varying within like 15 minutes within a time, some crazy shit. They made a solution.
What?
So in New Zealand, they start New Year in New Zealand is one of the first countries that starts the New Year first.
I wonder if that's a traditional thing then. And then as time evolved, like, it just, they kept the same time frame.
And then just
time,
made the world adapt. Like, I don't know. Like, at all the digging I could do, and someone please, like, if you're listening to this and you can correct me, please educate me, because I did a lot of fucking what I thought was research on this, and I could not find a valid reason other than leap year and just people making this happen.
That's so strange.
And so shout out to that girl for making me laugh, making a lot of people laugh on Twitter. I love seeing that type of shit.
Yeah, yo, you know, for real. She's like, so I'm in the past.
You know who would describe it probably perfectly to us? That Neil deGrasse Tyson dude.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening.
Yeah, come on the pod, yo.
At least give me a fucking answer as to why this happens, because I am genuinely curious.
We ain't gonna pay you though, bro. You got no expenses paid.
No expenses
paid. You gotta get
he's gonna send you the invoice. Here you go.
Yeah, you can send it to Mark. That's my manager.
Make sure we bleep that one out.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, man.
Wow.
Just throwing governments out there. I did it once.
You did.
I did.
Did.
I did it for you. I did yours. I don't know if I did Davey's.
Davey, but anyways. Did.
So it had me thinking, have you guys ever been like super high and you had this random ass thought that made sense to you, but like everyone else was looking at you like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but then in the, like, I would think about it later on in the future and I'm like, man, that was stupid.
Okay, give it to me.
I can't remember. I just remember how people looked and then I remember
that. Come on.
Oh, man, that was dumb. Why'd I do that?
How about you, Naomi?
Or did I'm you really ever, did you, have trying you, hard to think about this.
Have either of you done anything while you're high and people looked at you like, oh, this motherfucker high right now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Plenty of times. It's just like little things. Like I'll probably laugh a little harder than everybody else, or a little longer, or I feel like I do, you know?
Gotcha. Oh, true.
Gotcha. That makes sense. All right.
Man,
so,
I'm trying to think, like, what have I done? I know, to be real, whether I'm high or not, I know that when I be, like, walking with Bombi, I be straight up talking to him, and I be thinking people probably think I'm fucking crazy. Like, I be like, really, Bombi? Like, I have full-on conversations, because I feel like he knows. He knows.
I straight up have conversations with Bombi when we're on our walks.
Do you guys have, like, convos with your pets, or?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah?
Way too much. I think I talk to them more than anybody else on the fucking planet. Yeah. I'm being real.
I wish he could talk to me. I really wish he could.
Just like, I'm just like, how you guys doing today, you fucking assholes?
You would have, so I was looking at those old Conan O'Brien skits, and remember how he had that dog with the freaking cigar in his mouth?
Triumph?
Like, yeah, Triumph. His voice, that would be Bombi's voice.
So if you think about it.
He had a voice.
Triumph, that was such a, like that Celebrity Deathmatch, the first show that Jimmy Kimmel did, one of the first shows, it was like a late night show for men. That's when TV was like wild.
It was.
It was like a lawless land in late night TV.
Well, the thing is, you also had to like start at a certain time. Like, so the Jay Leno spot, right? Oh. That one you were a little kind of like censored more, so you couldn't do other things. But that's why Conan O'Brien had like a masturbation bear,
bro. And it was
straight up.
It's just loud on TV, just like
I was like, this is the funniest shit ever. By the way, I did find that skit I talked about in the previous one where he went around to his interns, but he wasn't playing Nirvana songs. He was just playing guitar while they worked.
You didn't share with us? Sharing is caring, bro.
No,
what's
I can find it real quick on YouTube.
It's cool. I see how it is.
I'll throw it up
No.
Oh, okay, well, we'll check it out later on.
But I was having one of these high thoughts last night, actually. A high idea. I don't know if it was technically a high idea. But if you guys could name your own strain, what would you name it?
Good question, Mark.
I feel like that is a good question, huh? Funny pun.
Yeah, you like that?
Asshole.
Honestly, when it came out of my mouth, I literally meant it as a compliment, like, hey, that's a good question. And your name happens to be Mark. Yeah. But then I'm like, man, that sounds really good together.
So, yeah, that was my experience growing up and going to school as a child.
Sorry, man.
Do you have a question, Mark? Like, fuck you, teach.
Oh, my gosh.
But, did
it. Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. It's fucking.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Nah, yeah, I'm used to it. But if you guys could name your own strain, what would you name it? Because, like, with all these celebrities, like, getting into the cannabis world. They're all coming out with their own weed, their own strain. And it had me thinking, like, man, what would you name a weed if you could?
Yo, no politics aside and shit, because I don't believe that
or
shit.
Or all politics aside?
Yeah, all politics
aside. He's like, no politics aside. They're all about to get lined the fuck up. No, all politics aside, go for it.
Yeah. Red Wave Dave Kush would sound cool.
Red Wave Dave Kush. I would throw that shit in the trash.
Oh my god.
It's like a legit wave, but it's that fire.
A wave of fire?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. But it's like blue and red.
Oh, okay.
Those are like the colors.
The weed? Yeah. It's blue and red?
Yeah. Like the hairs.
Yeah. Red okay. Wave Dave Kush.
Yeah.
Huh.
Red Wave Dave Kush.
Interesting. All right. How about you, Naomi?
It's off the dome, though. Give me some time to marry.
Trying to think of the genetics of it and like what kind of strain and I'm going to make.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think. Huh. Not going to lie, I did try One Plant's Marshmallow OG and that sounded. Or not sounded, but it was pretty good.
Marshmallow OG.
So I feel like I gotta go with something sweet. I like
something sweet.
I like those.
Like food?
Like
a dessert or something.
Maybe.
Some candy.
I'm gonna come up with the flan pack. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
I would be like, you wanna smoke that sign flan? Me up.
Oh, it has a little caramel to it.
The flan OG.
OG flan. That real sticky icky.
Wow.
So that's a good one. That's
I know
good.
Some people out there were just like, oh. I know some people did not agree with flan. That one.
Nah, I'm buying it.
But they sleep. Yeah, I'm definitely buying it. You buying it?
Hell yeah. We're going to sell that shit at fucking Lelo's.
Hell yeah. And then you could sell different ones off of that. You could have that coconut flan pack.
Yeah. Ooh.
Pumpkin flan. For the holidays.
You can.
The tres leches kush.
I'm dead.
Yo, no one could take our ideas if you're listening to this.
Oh my god. Watch.
Good. That flan pack.
Yeah, Davey, if your weed is on the shelf and hers is next year's, no competition, dog. They're going to have to do a special. You buy hers, you get yours for free. Red Wave Dave Kush. I can't wait.
50% off.
I can't wait to put that shit in my brownies. Can't smoke this.
Oh god, that is funny, man.
Oh man,
that is funny.
It's like a brick. You get a brick. You
just get a brick of.
You buy an eighth of Hershey, you get this brick of this.
It's super seedy. It has a bunch of stems.
Bunch of stems for that Kiev. This is what you guys do.
Oh man.
Oh, that is funny, man. That is so funny. But I kind of had this thought as well when I would the second time I grew my own plant. I was like, man, I wonder what I should name this. And I couldn't really come up with anything.
Well, you got to think of something right now.
Yeah, no, I've been actually trying to think. We were cracking up. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to come up with a name that can beat that. Because I should have gone first and just had Davey beat me. Because, Jesus Christ, I can't fucking beat Flan OG.
I got one for Mark. I got it for Mark.
All right, here we go.
It's just a question mark.
Oh,
yo, you're just a question mark.
You don't know what it is. You don't know if it's a sativa, indica, hybrid. It might be K2.
That's funny. Like,
you got that question mark.
Yeah, like you go online to look at what they have, and they're like, oh, they have this thing that's just. It's just a question mark.
They call in. What? They call in. They're like, hey,
but there's information underneath it.
They call in. They're like, hey, you wrote out question mark. I don't know if you meant to like come back to that later and fix it, but your website is wrong. And you're like, no, that's the name of the weed. It's
question mark.
Yo, you know what would be funny?
You smoke
too?
It and you're just like, what the fuck did I just smoke? It's one of those. You're like, oh, shit. Oh, smack you right. Smack, pick you up and drop you in the middle of a train station somewhere type of shit. You're
like, honestly, you probably feel like you'd be on some K2. They're like, man. What? You ever seen, remember those K2 fucking videos where people be like,
That and salvia.
Oh, the salvia. Oh, it was actually God. The salvia ones. Man. I'm probably thinking about the salvia ones.
I always wanted to try salvia.
The salvia one was weird.
I always
wanted
to try salvia.
You do?
Yeah, to this day, I would love to try salvia.
Those stories are kind of scary, though. I can't lie.
Scary.
Yeah, people be tripping the fuck out. Like, I remember one dude's like sitting in his car,
yeah,
and the cat jumps on the hood of the car, and he's just staring at him.
He's like, all right, I'm going to attempt to go take a drive on salvia. And he hits
it. What kind of fucking terrible idea is that?
Yo, he hits it, but he never fucking starts the car.
No, ever.
Yeah, he just sits there and he's like, okay, all right, I'm feeling the effects. And he goes, and you just see him look down. He's throwing, he's funneling the keys and shit. And he's just like, oh.
And yeah, he's like, fucked up.
He's
man.
Just looking, and then he looks off and he goes, huh? The camera turns out into the fucking hood, and there's this like cat looking at him like, hey, what's up?
Dang.
That shit would have freaked me out too, I can't lie, but funny video. Check that guy's out. That's an OG YouTube video.
I remember seeing a video that she literally jumped out of the window.
Yeah. I seen all of them.
Yeah.
You seen all of them?
If there was
like a montage video.
I've seen multiple videos like
what?
I don't know if it's a montage. Maybe I have seen a montage as well. But like I've seen also like, oh, what's the next one? And it's like, couple take salvia. And like one dude freaks out, the other chick goes out the window type shit.
Yeah. That shit is that's a wild boy drug. Yeah. But I believe that's I haven't actually looked into the absolute basics of what salvia is, but it's a plant. You grow that shit. They used to sell seeds like at Lowe's and stuff until they realized people were smoking it and getting fucked up.
Yeah.
You used to be able to go into Lowe's and buy salvia seeds and plant it.
What, really?
Like Home Depot and shit. This shit is years ago.
It was being sold in the gas stations and shit too, like in like a package, right?
Eventually it got to there, yeah.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
How is that okay?
One time I smoked K2.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Like you've done that before, right?
Yeah, I didn't know it was K2 until I smoked it.
Okay. How was your experience?
There was no warning. Say, hey, man, you wanna go? We were on, this is fucking like over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And
now we're adults, people.
Oh, barely. Okay.
Me and my coworker, my coworker asked me, he's like, hey man, you wanna go smoke on break? And I was like, yeah, fuck this job. Like, okay. I didn't say fuck. I actually, that job, you know, I was there for a few years. But anyways, so we leave for the day, and we go smoke. And we smoke at a spring.
True.
And we hit it in the car, right? We walk into the water. And from that point on, it was kind of just like weird. I felt like I was in the TVA in Loki. Just like time was operating differently. And
for real?
I was like swimming upstream, like trying to swim as hard as I fucking could, like Michael Phelps in this bitch. swimming. Dog, the water was like up to my shins and I was going nowhere.
Oh my God.
And I felt like I was swimming forever.
You're probably like a beached whale and didn't even know.
I feel like you were going in like slow motion.
This is when I was weighing like a 140 soaking wet. Huh?
Did you feel like you're going in slow motion?
I felt like I was moving. I felt like I was swimming far and for a long time. And then I look over and my coworker's like, yo, like, you can walk, man. Like, chill out. And I was like, bro, I felt like I went so far. And he's like, nah, you swam like 5 feet. And it was at that point, he's like, yeah, that was K2. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I remember in the car, I was telling him, I was like, man, this smells kind of weird. It smells like potpourri.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And at least what we smoke. Maybe we fucking smoke potpourri. I don't fuck. But he's like, yeah, it's K2. And I was like, what the fuck is K2? He's like, I bought it at a gas station.
Oh, shit.
So I got roofied, technically. I got drugged. Wow.
Did you booty hole her after?
Nah, my arms hurt from swimming so much.
Damn.
Wild. But I never touched that shit again. I was like, what? I never want to smoke this shit ever. Like, no, I'm good.
You can't even get that anymore, can you?
No, thank God.
Nah, they took that shit off.
They're
like, this shit is really bad for you.
Yeah, they'll bring it back and rebrand it like they do with 4 Loko.
Shout out to the OG 4 Loko.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
And then, yeah, so... Salvia would be interesting, I feel like. Just once. I'm at this stage of my life where, fuck it.
Did you ever think of a name?
Nah, John's was so good for me that I was just like, I picked that one. Question mark. That's a fucking good one. That's a good one.
I still want to hear that shit. I'm gonna ask you until you answer. But
like my own name?
Your own name. I'm at
the hell are you talking about?
What? All
right, go ahead.
I was on Twitter last night. No, not Twitter. Definitely not Tinder. I was reading an article somewhere. It might have even been on Facebook. And it was hyperlinked to an actual like source.
Okay.
And French bulldog breeders in, I believe, Sweden are trying to rebreed the standards for that dog. So with selective genetic selections, right? Like they're picking out certain dogs for certain features, and they're actually trying to make their faces not as smushed anymore because they realize how many health issues it presents. So they're trying to rebreed the dog so that it has a new standard in like dog shows and everything. And they're using purebred French bulldogs.
What?
Yeah. So like, how? I don't know. Well, it's just a matter of, so like you have a litter of puppies, 7 puppies. One of the puppies looks like it has a slightly longer nose.
Okay.
So then you put that one aside, and then like you find another breeder who also had a puppy that the genetics aren't related, and it also has a slightly longer nose. So then you breed both those dogs together, and you get a French bulldog that has a slightly longer nose, and it's still a purebred French bulldog. It's just they're trying to selectively change the structure of these dogs, like the standard for them.
Yeah, and they do have a lot of health complications because of that.
Yeah, and it made me start thinking like, last year, I think they were doing that with French bulldogs as well for like the long-haired ones. There's, have you ever seen like a curly-haired French bulldog? It's the wildest looking thing in the world. And type in curly-haired French bulldogs.
What? That's wild.
And that's through selective selective breeding.
What the hell?
Yeah. It's very, very interesting.
Damn, that shit look weird, dog.
Yeah, man. And it's crazy because that's like a full bred French bulldog, and it's just a matter of like selecting. Look at that brown and black one below it to the left. Right there.
Wow.
Its hair is like soft. And I was just way too high reading this article last night, and I was like, oh my god, like, this is how they got to every dog in the world. Essentially, and we're seeing it in real time now. Like, this isn't something that...
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Like, all these... genetics is wild, and with all these breeds, you know, they had the blue... When French bulldogs really got big, then they had the... They started making the blue ones, and then... It sounds funny. Yo, they just released a new French bulldog.
Yeah.
fucking Pokemon. Literally. It's like fucking discovering Pokemon. They gave it an Everstone, and it got long hair. Like, yo. The fuck? But yeah, we're seeing this in real time, and I was just way too high thinking about this, and I was like, oh my god, like, what the fuck is going on in this world?
That is crazy to think about, but I'm sure the evolution of dogs have like definitely evolved.
Oh yeah, like scientifically
proven. For sure, because there was never like these fucking spotted poodle, like different mixed dogs before.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're just.
I wonder how we got to like Bombi.
Don't talk about my baby. he was made by two other full, bred Chihuahuas.
Honestly,
full blood Chihuahuas.
Yeah.
He looked like in the past life he was a killer, and then he came back, and became a protector.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. He used to be mean, but now he's a lot nicer.
Yeah, that motherfucker was nasty the first time I met him. Yeah.
I'll be back.
I was like, he might actually bite me.
Yeah, he was mean. He was just like very
like the stereotypical Chihuahua. Like,
yeah.
Ankle biter.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you better put respect on his name, dog.
Ah, fuck with him now. You know I fuck with him.
No, he's nice now. He's nice. All right. He's nice.
Well, this dog is pretty funny looking. I can't lie.
Yeah, man.
The long-haired ones look funny.
With the fuzzy ears.
That's like a puppy.
It's just crazy because those dogs, like, they're so ugly to me.
Bro, and like that dog, like, no lie.
Ugly, cute.
I'm not even fucking with you when I say this. I can guarantee you that dog right there is probably like $9,000.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Wow. Shit crazy.
Stupid.
My mom's neighbors across the street, they have two English bulldogs, and they paid $9,000 for one and $7,000 for the other or some shit like that. A boy and a girl. Wow. These things are fucking tanks. They are
thick dogs.
They are absolute units walking around the front yard just like... Damn. I swear, next time I go over there and I see them, I'm gonna take a picture or a video and show you guys.
They're little units.
Little fucking, you know. They're that G-units. Yo, now you know that
G units.
G-unit.
And talking about dogs, I had me also. Have you guys seen the video of like the pathologist or a woman who has like a board of buttons on the floor and the dog presses buttons to speak?
I've seen that. It'd be like outside,
yeah.
Or I want to play, or I love you. It says like random things.
So there was one recently I saw where the dog was actually speaking for the other dog. So they had two dogs, and the one dog was using the buttons to let the owners know the other dog had to go outside.
What?
She was like pressing the button with the other dog's name and then saying outside over and over. And then they let the other dog outside. Wow. and it fucking took a shit outside. And it was like, holy shit, this dog has a translator now. Like, what the fuck?
I actually have seen something like that.
The dogs do talk to each other.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I think everything talks to each other.
Just on different wavelengths. They have a way
of communicating.
Different frequencies, exactly.
Different frequencies, different wavelengths, different methods.
Yeah, you know, there's a love frequency.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What in the world, Davey?
No, but seriously, that movie, like the Disney movie, it was like one of these recent Disney movies that he did about time and shit. And
about time?
Yeah. Yeah, something about time. And I guess the dad found the love frequency and it was like a portal to another dimension.
What movie is this?
Forgot the name, but it's on Disney.
It's one of these Disney movies.
I think it's A Wrinkle in Time.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you literally have a computer in front of you.
Oh, I got the computer.
Jesus. A Wrinkle in Time. Yeah, I'm down.
And everybody, it's time for that weekly smoke break.
All right. What a fucking vibe. That put me in a good mood.
Go run it up.
That entire little segment we just went on. Little smoke break we just went on was very needed.
It was like a good music.
Yeah, very good music.
It was the bop.
It was bopping. But earlier I did the quick hits and you had asked about True Leave. I just wanted to touch base on that because I didn't want...
Let's do it.
They bought out a dispensary that's already up there, and it's called Nature's Remedy of Massachusetts. So they spent $13.5 million. It's $7 million in cash, and then the rest in like stocks, shares of the company, shit like that.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it's going to be their second spot in Massachusetts.
That's crazy. They just keep expanding. Is so huge.
Yeah.
Wasn't it not too long ago I said that they did something in Arizona too?
Yep. Just keep expanding. I think we're gonna see that from a few big names in the dispensary world.
One plant seems to be like the best one that we have around here. Would you say that, Naomi?
I love One Plant. I really do.
Yeah.
One Plant.
Yeah,
One Plant. That's the last one you went to? That's where you got the mint chocolate chip?
Actually, yeah, that's where I got mint chocolate chip, but I went to Trueleave.
Yeah, this past time.
That's yeah, why. This past time I sponsored got by I went True Leave. I got the
Purple Wookie. Yeah.
Purple Wookie.
and then
pull that up on Leafly. Let's see what that's about.
And then the other one was pineapple upside down cake.
That's always a good one.
Yeah.
I really enjoy weed that has like that that sweet flavor to it. Anything pineapple, even some of the citrus stuff like lemon, orange, mango, anything. Like I really fuck with that shit. Purple Wookie. Average price per gram, $12.29. Seven. Is that 11%?
Yeah, I said it to you for $20.
Is that 11% THC?
What? 11% THC.
That one on Leafly says that, but the one I have, I think it's like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And then the pineapple upside down cake is like 28.8 or something.
We need to get some shit that's like 40%.
Wow. My favorite are the reviews.
The reviews are so
wow. Okay, so I'm high AF off Purple Wookie right now as we speak.
It's literally true. It's
really true when they say this strain is dreamy and will leave you in a dream-like state of mind. Wow. That shit's sitting over there, huh?
Is that what we smoked?
No, we smoked the pineapple.
This is okay, we're doing... what is it, pineapple upside down?
Didn't even finish reading the review.
I'll just go back and type it in the fucking search bar there.
Well, I was gonna keep that one there. That's
just, you should have finished reading the review.
Okay, well, my bad. I really feel like I'm in a dream. Where the fuck do I start? Even where do I ever start, motherfuckers? Motherfucker, this shit got me high as fuck. All right, so this strand is a creeper. At first, you start to feel super relaxed, and then your mind drifts into bliss. You start getting a tingly body high traveling from your feet and all the way up. It's a very light tingle. Happiness fills the mind, and the creative flow of thoughts begin. You start to look around and notice that vision is heightened. Okay.
Yeah.
Sharp sensory awareness. Wow. It's like getting bit by the fucking Spider-Man spider. A great strain is just chill on or even
meditation. Okay. Well, I'm not reading the rest of this.
That's a long ass paragraph.
It's fucking long.
What does it say? The light from the TV reflecting off my walls is making this dreamy high even more dreamy. It's 5 a.m. right now, so it's just barely getting light outside. I'm going to smoke this in the day and see how fucking bright everything is. Ha ha. Oh, yes. Do you get get the giggles? Ha ha. Munchies.
And munchies. The best one is like, honestly, this right here is like, where the fuck do I ever start, motherfuckers? Motherfucker, this shit got me high. That's
at fault.
Shout out to Leafly, people who leave reviews on Leafly.
All right, do the pineapple one now.
That shit is funny.
Did it give his name?
Oh, I think it stars it out.
It's
H star 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 E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good one. Shane.
Shane.
It's probably Shane.
I'm trying to think of what it could be.
Probably a hot boy Shane. Hot boy Shane over here.
How do you just come up with this?
Star, 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 star.
Said it's probably hot boy Shane.
Shout out to you for that review, because that was funny.
That was hilarious. All right. What we're on right now is that pineapple upside down cake.
21%
THC. 21%
THC.
All right.
Where's the description for this one?
Right there.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Pineapple train wreck and cookie monster.
Cookie monster.
I'm the cookie monster.
Fuck.
Wow.
Oh man, this man is wildin'.
You and the sound effects.
Mean, that's the Cookie Monster.
Strain is one of my personal favorites.
Oh.
It's really strong euphoric feeling along with major giggles. This strain helped with my back pains and my anxiety a lot.
Oh, nice.
It's also long lasting and extremely enjoyable.
That's a lie.
The taste is piney and pretty sweet on the aftertaste. I have tried countless strains, and out of all of them, I'd recommend this one the most.
Oh, so that's his grail?
That's his holy grail.
Pineapple upside down cake, huh?
Hit the nail on the head. Dank AF. Smells awesome. Tastes better, feels even better. Jeez Louise. He's nice. One of the best ever. Oh my God.
Fire emoji. fire emoji. 100 emoji.
Jeez. Wow. One of the best highs I've had. Up there with Jack Herer and Blue Dream. Really good head high with a slight body high. Smokes great. Didn't make me cough a lot. Cali Kush and KK make me cough a lot. My top five for sure. I've sampled about 23 strains so far. Oh, wow, man. Save some pussy for the rest of us. Fuck.
Shout out to S dot 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 C.
Oh, Sean Carter.
Yeah, Sean Carter.
Sean Carter. My bad.
Jay-Z right now.
My bad, Sean
Yo,
Carter.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Mark, first and foremost.
For making me smoke this shit.
For making me sound like a fucking dickhead.
This man said 23 strains. How many strains of weed do you think you've tried in your life?
Oh, Lord.
24. Ha ha.
You fucking stupid.
24.
He's a fucking idiot.
I'm pretty sure I'm
better than you,
Jay-Z.
Oh, man.
Rap battle right now.
That is funny.
I just mute spitter on him.
How do we get into this? Conversation.
This is what we smoke, bro.
Oh, this is what we smoke. But what were we talking about? High, bro?
No, we got here because we were talking about Trueleaf, and then I started talking. Oh, about
yes,
how
yes, yes, yes,
we
yes.
Got that.
Yes,
from
yes,
Trueleaf.
Yes. You're right.
My B.
No, that shit was good. That was a funny one. But you were also on a little bit of a more serious note. You had some thoughts while we were on
I
our
do,
little smoke
I
break.
I do want to mention, and I want to say this clearly.
She said, everyone listen the fuck up.
Listen.
Oh, wow.
Mira.
Free Britney.
Free Britney.
Free oh, Britney. Wow.
Free Britney.
I can't believe this girl's life has just been, like, totally controlled by her dad.
Yep, every aspect
it's
of
crazy.
It.
It's crazy. And, like, she went to court, and they denied it.
As of today.
That her dad's still going to be, what is it, her conservatorship?
Her conservator, yep.
That's so crazy, man. Conservatorship. Like, let this girl live her life. She already done everything that her parents wanted her to do.
Yeah. And
so
there's a lot of dark shit coming out about Disney and Nickelodeon stars.
Yeah.
Drake Bell going to jail. Kyle Massey going to jail.
For
texting minors. And
Kyle Massey?
What?
Yeah, dog.
Who's that?
The dude from That's So Raven, the brother.
What?
Kyle Massey, yeah. There's a lot of dark shit about Disney and Nickelodeon. So, first and foremost, and just child stars in general. I mean, Cameron Boyce was his name. What was that? What was the Disney star who just?
Oh, he died, right?
Yeah, he killed himself.
Was he killing himself?
He killed himself. He died.
I don't know. It was something.
Can we Google this? Could we
overdose or something like that?
Disney star Cameron, and then it'll probably just auto-populate everything else. I don't want to speak. Incorrectly on this man's passing.
Yo, the rap kid stars, they never go crazy though.
Cameron Boyce, yeah, no. That's not true. At all. Cameron Boyce, yeah, just like I thought, dies at 20 years old.
No, but I think he had a seizure or something.
I thought it was like overdose on fucking
cause of death
cocaine.
Hold on, ongoing medical condition.
Oh, now it's due to an ongoing medical condition. Damn.
Yeah, due to a seizure for which he was being treated. Yeah, that's really sad. There's a lot of dark stuff about Disney and Nickelodeon and child stars in general, except for young rappers. But they do. Anyways, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in a lot of different places with young people. And it's transcending into their severe adulthood now. So, you know, take care of your mental health. Talk to people.
Yeah.
Let people know what's going on in your life if you feel lost or whatever. If you feel like you need to clear some headspace, at least talk to someone or at least take care of it on your own. But don't feel bad about putting yourself first. So shout out to Britney Spears.
Real.
Free Britney.
Yeah, I feel
fuck
bad
her father
for her.
And her mother.
She needs to be able to just live her life and do what she
Everyone
wants
should.
To do, man.
Everyone
like,
should.
I don't even think that, like, is she really crazy like that? I think, is it just her dad trying to say that she's crazy?
I mean, you got to think her father has been controlling her. So she probably, technically speaking, does have some sort of mental illness.
Yeah.
But it's all stemming from him, her young adult life.
I heard
life.
He was, like, abusive and stuff to her, too.
Yeah. She began began behaving erratically in 2007. Allegedly. After her divorce, and she lost custody, and then her dad took over. So
yeah, that was when she shaved her head.
Yeah. But you know, people go through some dark shit. I think everyone just needs to back the fuck up and give people their personal space.
I feel like that's not even that crazy, because I feel like you ever hear how like when a girl like breaks up with their boyfriend, how they
lighten shoes on fire. We have people out here when they break up, they destroy other people's property.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They modify their own bodies, like piercings, cut their hair, dye their hair, some shit. Like, the grand scheme of things,
that's a common thing.
The grand scheme of things of her shaving her head and hitting a car with an umbrella. Like, I mean, unless there was some serious shit that isn't documented, that's pretty fucking normal behavior for a young mother who has been under the spotlight. It's pretty normal for any young mother, any young parent.
How is this, like...
So, free Britney.
Free Britney.
Fuck her father. He's a piece of shit. And anyone who supports him and his decisions is a piece of shit. So
EOS.
Yeah, free Britney.
Free Britney, man. That's all I have to say.
And then you had something.
Yeah, I definitely had something. I was looking at this one article today about...
Yeah, Davey told me about this. This is crazy.
29,000 lightning strikes reported in the last 24 hours up in... excuse me. up in British Columbia, up in Canada. It's crazy because it's due to like it hitting like a record high up there, and you know they go by Celsius like the rest of the world except for fucking USA, and they recorded it to be 29,000
lightning strikes and 62 wildfires.
Damn.
In 24 hours.
Celsius, that's what I'm trying to look up.
Oh, it was 49 degrees Celsius.
It was 49 Celsius and like 121 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, so they're going through a crazy heat wave. A lot of places in North America are going through crazy heat waves right now.
Yeah, especially Oregon for sure.
Oregon.
Their power grid is like...
Canada, New York. Can't handle it. New York, they've told people to stop using their ACs as much. But they're still, you know, lighting up Times Square and all the bullshit electronics out there.
They said that it's hit hotter in, like, Oregon than it's ever hit, like, in Florida, Texas, or California.
Yeah, that's what? Fucking nuts.
That's insane. Where is Oregon in the map again?
Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, Pacific. Oh, okay.
So, like, by Washington State and North of California.
But, you know, you don't think of that area being, like, hot
ever. Yeah, no, not at all. There's a lot of places in North America that I'm aware of.
Things are getting hot Arizona, out here.
Arizona was hot. New York was hot. Oregon, Canada. So if you're in those states or in those locations, you know, we're praying for you. We hope it cools down, that you get a break. Living in Florida, we know how disgustingly hot it can get. But down here, we face a lot of humidity, so it's hot, but then it's like, you know, you just got out of a really hot shower and then just got clothed without drying yourself, and then you just walk outside. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
But like, I remember growing up in New Jersey, we went through a heat wave one year, and like they literally told everyone to stay inside. They're like, if you don't have to go outside, stay inside. This was probably eighth grade for me or ninth grade. They were doing rolling brownouts. It gets really fucking hot.
Global warming for you.
Climate change in general.
We got a whole hurricane.
Yeah, we have is it officially a hurricane?
I think so.
I know earlier it was a tropical storm. It's Tropical Storm Elsa or Hurricane Elsa, I guess.
Yo, to make Disney even darker, right? They made a whole hurricane.
These motherfuckers controlling the weather.
A whole hurricane. They said Elsa coming.
Tropical Storm Elsa could become the first Atlantic hurricane of 2021.
You hear her, what's it called, doing that little like...
Bro, I would kill myself if that hurricane rolls through Florida and I hear that outside. I'm offing myself.
Yeah. Wow, Mark,
that shit is fucking...
Call me before you...
I'm
do
just
that.
Kidding. I'm not gonna do that. But oh my shit, man! Tropical Storm Elsa. Yeah, they're saying if it's gonna hit our area, it's gonna be early next week, like Monday or Tuesday. Obviously, it'll like touch South Florida. It'll affect South Florida a day before us.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I can't believe I'm supposed they to, named it Elsa.
I made reservations to go to Busch Gardens on Monday.
Oh man,
there's gonna be a whole fucking tropical storm out there.
Yeah.
Made reservations.
Yeah, you have to make reservations. You have to reserve your date.
Oh, you wanna go. Nice.
Oh, nice.
God. Yeah, I'm gonna get on Sheikra. I'm gonna commit.
You haven't been on it
yet? You're finally gonna do it.
Yeah.
You should have went when we went the last time.
I
know.
I think about that.
Why didn't you go?
Me and Stefan straight up did that thing twice in a row.
We went on another ride.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I waited for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, how was it? They're like, it's good.
You could have went on when we went the second time though.
Yeah, I know. And I bitched out.
What the fuck?
I think it was super foggy that day, right?
Was it foggy?
It was a little foggy that day.
You bitched out.
Yo, shut your ugly ass up, boy.
I do. You know what I remember shut about your ugly that day? Ass boy.
That Davey got on the sand serpent and was fucking wailing his lungs out the whole time.
I remember that too. Davey was screaming.
What's that, boy?
No, that shit was whipping my butt. I thought I was going to fall out the side. It
real sharp.
I thought I was going to fall out the side. I was like, oh, this is how I die.
Fucking dramatico.
That's a little dramatic kid ride.
Fuck, bro.
That's a little kid ride.
That man dramatic, dog.
But it's okay. That's not what I was going to bring up. I remember that day when we went on that circle water raft ride, and I got fucking so.
It was like the second ride.
The second ride. We just like, I think we went on Sheikra, and then boom, we went on that ride. And I got soaked and I was pissed off because I was the only one.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
The only one. Everybody came out dry and I was like dripping.
I was wet too. What are you talking about?
You was not wet like
my
that.
My socks were wet.
Yo, socks. My whole outfit.
He was walking and it was like.
That's how I was. I was wearing my NMDs and I felt like they were so wet. I had to buy a fan thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that shit at the bottom. Right there.
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, click on it. That has a timeline. I need to know if I'm gonna go to Busch Gardens or not.
Oh,
2 p.m. Tuesday.
Oh no, you good?
Then I'm good.
You good?
It might be a little rainy.
Yeah, probably like Tuesday to Wednesday.
They gonna close that shit, bro.
No,
they're not.
It's gonna be right
for
here,
a fucking tropical storm.
Yeah, but you're gonna feel the wind.
As long as there's no lightning, those roller coasters keep rolling, dog.
Yeah.
Bro, you're gonna go over there, it's gonna be fucking monsoon winds and fucking rain, but they're gonna keep that shit open? No dog. Way.
Oh.
It's only 4 to 8 inches on Tuesday. I'm gonna be going on Monday. But anyways. we were talking about it I briefly mentioned like, oh, it's probably gonna affect South Florida. We are here in Florida, obviously, and to our listeners, if you aren't aware, if you haven't been watching the news, there was a terrible tragedy in South Florida. We do want to send our prayers, thoughts and prayers and condolences to any of the families affected. Fuck the businesses involved and that were in charge of this. I hope that you guys take every fucking penny from these people.
Seriously, because
and
this
put these
is
people in jail because this is just a
tragedy.
Really, really, yeah, a really sad tragedy, a tragic event.
It was a preventable one.
Preventable, 100% preventable.
Yeah,
but again,
real,
capitalism wins, baby.
That shit's crazy, but for real, like, all my prayers to the families, and honestly, just. Praying that there's a miracle because there's still a lot of people.
159 people are still missing.
Yeah, like it's so crazy.
And it's been a week. It's going to be a week on Saturday.
Yeah. That is the saddest
thing,
too.
Doesn't sound good at all. So thoughts, prayers, and condolences to everyone affected.
Yeah, honestly, with that being said, just appreciate your time.
Appreciate your time on this earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time and is the most valuable currency, everybody.
Remember? Yeah, just appreciate your time and honestly just do the best that you can always possibly do.
Yeah. That shit was middle of the night, dog.
You go to sleep and you have no idea. You have no idea time's coming, but you have to be
appreciate it.
Appreciative and grateful for the time you do have.
Spread love. Spread love for real, man. Take care of yourself.
It's the Brooklyn way.
Spread love. Hug somebody. I'm not
a
hugger.
No, for real.
But hug somebody.
If you can.
Let's hug, guys.
earlier in the week, Davey grabbed me by my hips. He came up behind me and grabbed me from my hips, and I almost elbowed.
It was like a stepbrother.
I almost fucking elbowed
him
in the throat.
Why would you do that?
It wasn't, your hands weren't up here, dog. They were down here.
And, why would you do that?
I was full on ready. I was gonna ask you if you've watched
I was like, damn.
If you've watched Dave, but you said you hadn't watched it, but like this episode 3.
Like, I haven't watched episode 3. I was about to, and Naomi was like, I can't believe you're about to watch that shit. And I was like,
That's how I sound.
She's like, that's just sad and it's dark.
So episode 3, it wasn't as sad and dark as the first two episodes. But I will say that that shit, when Davey came up behind me, I was so close to like, I like swung around real quick. I was like, hey, yo, and then I moved. And then it just made me think about that episode of Dave, because they be doing some shit like that on that.
Yo, you a weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo.
You a weirdo.
Yo, you a weirdo.
I was not having it. Oh my god.
I just wanted to give you a hug from the back.
Not by grabbing someone's hips, dog.
Yeah. Bro, I heard them hips don't lie.
Nah, dog. We good.
Nah, but honestly though, those first two episodes, they were not good for me. I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
I was talking to John about that shit. It was depressing as hell.
So sad. Like, so what the fuck?
Episode 3 was
it's not bad writing.
Was the best out of all of them, and it wasn't great. Like, first season was, I thought that shit was funny as fuck, man. Like,
maybe they're going another direction for the beginning of it.
They're going more realistic.
Yeah, like he's it's a dark time in his life, so that's basically what it's,
the dark side of being famous.
The funny part was when the biker, she almost hit the guy on his bike, and he was like, "Learn how to fucking drive" or some shit like that. And she goes.
And fucking chases him.
She starts fucking chasing him.
Parks the car, parks the Prius, and fucking goes off chasing him on foot.
It was so intense, dog. I was like, oh my god. She was like, hey, I'm not a bad driver. Fuck you. And he was like, fuck you too.
That was it.
And that's it.
And that was the interaction.
Like, what the fuck did I just see?
And then she goes back to the car and she's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, just like nothing happened.
And casually like dips off.
Just like nothing happened.
Not a bad driver.
Yeah, I'm not a bad driver.
I'm not a bad driver.
But
well, shout out to Dave, I guess. Is 3 better than
3 is the best
other?
out of
them?
So far this season, episode 3 is the best. I haven't watched the episode 4 yet.
At you. Oh, me either. That came out today.
Yeah, either today or yesterday or whatever.
Nice, I get to binge it now. Two episodes.
But yeah, there's a lot of tragic shit going on. We got fires and heat waves all over. We got people's lives being controlled. We got tragedy, buildings collapsing.
Governments crumbling. So crazy to think about everything that's going on.
So just try and keep your head up. Try and keep a good headspace and spread love.
Try to keep your head
as much as you can. I think that's very important. Take care of yourself. Drink a lot of water.
Take your vitamins.
Take your vitamins. Drink your cucumber water.
Yeah. Self-care.
And, the cucumber water. How does it go again?
Cucumba. That's my boy.
Cucumba water.
That shit is fucking awesome. Cucumba. The vitamins. Shout out to our boy Dale. DHL driver.
Yeah,
DHL Dale.
That's funny.
He's always fan, you know.
He about to go to Jamaica.
Yeah, he is.
I love it, man.
That's funny.
He deserves it.
Yeah, take care of yourself. And on that note, what time is it?
One more thing I want to say.
What's up?
Is for some people, just take the time to call your family members. Like, take the time to just call your parents or just say what's up. Just do it because you never know.
Never know.
Never know. But just take the time to do that. To end on a uplifting, positive note.
Yeah. If your parents aren't around,
that shit makes them really happy, to be honest, just to talk to you sometimes. I mean, depending on the relationship you have with your parents, but.
Yeah.
Your parents are always going to be grateful to hear from you.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, you know.
Hopefully. But,
love.
We appreciate you guys tuning in. Next week, we will have a guest on the show. I'm excited. It's a longtime friend of mine. Friend of Davies as well, I guess you could say.
Man, I don't know that fool.
It's gonna be exciting.
I mean, I'm excited. He's a very entertaining individual. So be sure to tune in next week. We appreciate all the love and support. If you aren't already, follow us on Twitter at the Three Buds Pod. Tell your friends about us. Smoke a joint, pack a bowl.
Yeah, for real.
Give us some reviews. Yeah, give us feedback. Davey takes feedback very, very well. So
I do.
Give him all the feedback. But yeah, we out this bitch.
Yeah, for real. Peace out.
See you guys next week.
Peace out, y'all.
Adios.